leave the floor and I'll just keep talking. Like, Nancy, I can go Nancy on forever.
Will talk for all of us.
Good, I assure you.
Okay, we'll
just
go ahead and
shut me up.
We'll go ahead and get started. The topic for our talk for about the next half hour is women in forestry. You often think about logging as mostly a men's job, but in fact, women more and more, for a variety of reasons, are getting involved in this industry. I've got, starting on my left here, Nancy Pywell, who teaches at the University of Florida in the forestry department. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Then Cheryl Summers, who works for the Division of Forestry, the Department of Agriculture. She is in charge of vocational training and also in charge of firefighting for them. And then Lugene Baxley, who runs a logging business herself, logging, chipping, and she'll tell you about all the details, a family business that she has. And then last on my left is Barbara Dye, who was here a minute ago, if you've been with us, who is the plant manager for Corbett Cypress, a cypress milling company that's just a little bit north of here. So a variety of experiences. Let me think. Lugene, why don't you start off and tell us about how you happen as a woman to have gotten involved in being in charge of a logging operation.
Well, I was married in 1955, and my husband was in the logging business at the time. And then we continued with the logging, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And then we had six children, and Lucky had two boys and four girls. And then my husband passed away in 83. And we just continued on with the logging and have almost doubled our business since he passed away. Uh-huh. Of course, you know, boys have big ideas of new machinery and this and they'll do that and what have you. And so you just keep increasing and increasing. So I have a chipping operation and a logging operation. One boy runs the logging, one runs the chipping. And we cut and haul and carry into Georgia Pacific and Palatka and several of their different mills, Hawthorne, Cross City. So,
okay. Cheryl, why don't you tell us about how you got attracted into slightly unusual occupation for a woman?
I think hers is much more much more interesting than mine, or much more unusual. Everyone asks me that, and I really don't know, except my father is from a farm in South Georgia, so I think somehow that kind of agriculture got in the blood, and I just developed an interest in forestry and went to college for it. And graduated about 10 years ago, and since then I've done a variety of jobs. I've worked in with a timber company, Owens, Illinois, which is now Nakusa Packaging, and I worked for them for almost 7 years doing forest management, which involved cruising timber and supervising logging crews and prescribed burning and a variety of things. And now I'm working with a division, and I work with in education with vocational agriculture and also in fire prevention. So I've just kind of, you know, developed into that. So I've done a variety of things within the field.
Do you like working with this big government division better than a small company? Or
I say they're all the same. It just depends on what organization you're in. Even when I worked with Owens, Illinois, the two different areas were totally different. So it's really hard to say. I really like what I'm doing now. It's very different from what I was doing before, but it, you know, as far as that goes, every organization has their red tape, so I don't think really that makes that much difference.
Barbara, how about you? How did you get into this?
Well, when I was in school, I always took IB courses, so for one reason, I got into it because a guy challenged me that I couldn't do it, and so I was going to let him know that I could do it. Then it started out just for a crank, and then it ended up as a career.
Uh-huh. So what precisely did he challenge you to do?
He had a chainsaw, and it was a Homer light, and it kind of heavy. He told me since I was so small, I couldn't pick it up and cut a log, so I did. And I kept on cutting and kept on cutting. And then I just liked what I was doing. I was using chainsaw for a while, left the chainsaw. Then I started running the bagger. And after that, we went to Lumber, and just like picking up a 2x4, I'll eat a 2x8. That's really heavy. You got to really put your muscles into it. So I stacked more lumber than the guys did. So the boss man kept looking at me, and he tell the guy they need to tighten up a little bit. So that's what happened.
Did it make you unpopular with the men on the job?
Yeah, it did. They They glued my shoes to my foot one time.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I want the particulars of this story.
Well, see, you know, at lunchtime, you know, you take your shoes off, wear your boots, and relax. And I got ready to put them back on. Walked around. I said, feel funny. Try to take them off, and they had glue my. I was the only one. I'm not there then. Now we got three other women's. But at that particular time, I was the only one. And them guys didn't like it at all.
Is it? Have they gotten more used to it?
We still got one male showing us out there.
But he's.
Ahead, I was going to say, I think it's very hard because you do kind of, you know, you are challenged a lot. You're asked to do a lot of things that you would not, that they would not ask a man to do a lot of times just to see if you'll do it. So it's kind of the same thing, even though it's not quite such a challenge as that. You know, it is kind of a challenge always because you always are having to prove yourself. And I bet you probably have to do that just in the business end of it also. They probably think that you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you really have to prove yourself that you know your business. So I think that goes on a lot.
We're lucky here in Florida forestry, though, because of all the forestry schools in the country, we in Florida have more women on the faculty than any other forestry school in the country. We have 3 full-time faculty positions held at the University of Florida that are women, and at least 1 adjunct faculty member, too. So young women in Florida who are interested in going into the profession of forestry with a 4-year degree or beyond that have the opportunity to have some mentors and models to base their career choices on.
I know that, Nancy, here, you started out in education. How did you get into doing forestry education? Why did you make that switch for your other degrees?
I started out teaching elementary school and spent 3 years doing that and decided I didn't want to spend the rest of my life doing that. So I came back to graduate school in a program involving natural resources. I had a strong background in that. My mother had been a biology teacher and I'd been a Girl Scout and spent a lot of time in the outdoors and enjoyed it and had most of the coursework I needed. And more the courses that I took seemed to bend towards forestry. And in fact, while I was in graduate school, I ended up with an assistantship doing aerial photo interpretation to do land use mapping, which was being used in forestry and land use planning in the state of Massachusetts. And every course I took in forestry, I seemed to enjoy. And so eventually I ended up with a doctorate in forestry, which works real well in my job because my position involves teaching teachers and teaching young people how about the out of doors. And so young people like those who just wandered in are my ultimate audience, but I end up teaching teachers and leaders who work with them and so can combine the education background with the forestry background, and it's a lot of fun. Like Cheryl, I love my job.
Let me give a little introduction to you who just joined us. These are 4 women who work in different phases of forestry. We have a professor and a woman who works for the Division of Forestry, a woman who runs her own logging business, and a woman who's a plant manager. And I'll ask them some questions and get them to talk about what they do. But if you all have questions, you should feel free to stick up your hand and ask them a question. Okay. Well, you should talk to them afterwards, but do you have a specific question for them right now that maybe they can ask? Uh-huh. Well, do you want... Uh-huh. Okay. Why don't you listen to them talk for now and then come up at the end and choose one of them and see if she'll talk to you. Okay. Where shall we start?
Well, the idea of women in forestry and being in a minority has already been brought up, and I suspect that any woman who chooses to go into forestry will find that there are times when she's challenged either to maintain a sense of humor or to maintain a sense of portion about things or in some way to prove that she is at least as good as anybody else out there. I've heard lots of stories. I remember I put a magazine that's called Women in Forestry in the student library at one of the forestry schools I attended, and one of the young men who was probably very much like the ones who glued Barbara's shoes on.
All of them did it.
had written, you know, the title of the magazine was Women in Forestry, and some fellow had inserted Women Do Not Belong in Forestry. So it is a challenge, but I think most of us have probably found some very good friends and some mentors and people who are very supportive of what we're doing. And it's becoming less and less unusual to have women even in field positions or doing fire suppression work in mills, in a lot of different positions in the world of forestry, whether it be at a technical level or a professional level or whatever.
Of course, I always say there's two major advantages, and I say this kiddingly, but it is always true. You never have to wait in line for a bathroom at a meeting. And the other thing is you usually have a room to yourself. So I said those are two really big advantages.
Now, firefighting has an especially macho sort of image. Tell me about some of your experiences in that.
I haven't done a lot of firefighting as per se. I do mostly fire prevention work, but the firefighters out west, and a lot of them are women, and they work, of course, there they have a different kind of firefighting. They use hand tools, but they work right alongside and dig lines. And I did some fire prescribed burning work, but I was not myself involved in a lot of fire suppression. Uh-huh. But
we had a young lady down here who had a question. I think each one of us has a very different job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a professor at the University of Florida, and I work training teachers like your teacher to help you to learn about trees and forests and careers in forestry. I help to write and put together a lot of publications like 4-H project books and things like that. And there's a newsletter over here that you can each take a copy of if you want to and see some of the other kind of things that we do in forestry. So I work with professional foresters and with teachers. And that's my role in forestry, to teach other people about forestry and forests.
And I kind of do the same thing, but I work with high school teachers and FFA. Are any of you familiar with FFA, Future Farmers of America? I work with that program, and I help run a camp a couple weeks out of the year and help the teachers set up programs in their school. And I also do fire prevention work. And Smokey Bear is one of my friends, and I work with Smokey Bear real closely in Florida. And so I do that. I was saying earlier that I also have been out in the field working cruising timber. So I've done that also. So.
Go ahead and we'll each of you tell them again a little bit about all the different things that your job entails.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Got a lot of it. Well, I have one daughter that works with me, too, and she is my secretary. And then the two boys, like I said, run the logging crew. And I'm just in between all of them.
You the boss over it all?
I'm the boss. They say when mama's unhappy, everybody's unhappy.
So you make the business decisions that
right.
that uh-huh. happen as to where you're going, where the wood's going to come
exactly.
from, and where it's going to go, and who's going to get the
right.
money for it.
Mm-hmm.
What the big decisions?
How do you make up your mind about where you're going to go and cut?
Well, see what we are. We are a logging contractor for Georgia Pacific out of Palatka. And they buy the timber, and we contract cut and haul the timber to them. It's the way ours works.
You were complaining about hardwoods. Can you tell the girls a little something about the difference between doing pine and hardwood?
Well, it takes a lot more money to cut the hardwood, and it's harder to get to because you've got a lot of mud and water that you've got to go through. And then when you're pulling that mud and water into the chipper, it's tearing up all the equipment too, see? Because it's cutting and wearing on all those parts in there. Costs you a lot more money when you're in hardwood. You don't move as many loads in hardwood as you do in the pine.
I think we need to ask our audience here, how many of them know what a hardwood tree is? Okay, this is the kind of thing that my job revolves on, is helping them to understand. How many of you have ever seen a tree that has long, long, skinny little leaves? I mean, really long and really skinny. What kind of trees are those? Like a lot of the tall trees around here, what kind of trees are they? They have the cones on them? Pine cones. Okay, those are trees that we call softwood trees. They're in a group of trees that we call softwood trees. All the rest of the trees, like your oak trees and your maple trees and your sweet gum trees, those are what we call hardwood trees. So when she's talking about cutting hardwood trees, and it's different than cutting softwood trees, she means that cutting trees like sweet gum or maple or oak is very different than cutting pine trees. And I think you can see, if you look at the trees and how they grow and where they grow, how different it would be.
Barbara, tell them again a little bit about your work. She's the plant manager, I guess we'd call it.
Yeah. Well, my job is mainly, if a new person come out there looking for a job, my job is to interview them, give them about an hour work to make sure they can do what we do out there. And if they can do that, then I hire them. Then when they come to work, my job is to train that person to make sure they do it right, safely, and correctly. And meanwhile, the crew we got out there now, they experienced, because they've been out there at least, I think the shortest while, one guy been out there 6 months, which he can do anything that I does. But mainly, all we do is just, when the log was hauling to us, we cut it up, make lumber out of it, make sapa mulch out of it, and make, that's just about it. Sometimes we make tree stakes out of it. But that's mainly my job, just to make sure everything goes smoothly and well, and correctly, and safely.
When it comes to Barbara, what she's got is essentially a whole cypress tree, and when it goes out the other end, she has boards and the kind of mulch she put around. So that's her part of this whole process.
Did you have something?
Nope. Do you have more other questions?
One thing I'd like to make sure that this audience knows is that there are a lot of opportunities for women in forestry. Whether you want to get into a job where you would go out and work in the forests, or whether you want to work in a business, there are a lot of companies like the ones that are represented here that take the trees that are growing in the forest and turn them into the hundreds and thousands of useful products that you all use every day. You probably don't know about it, but every one of you probably has on or is holding something that's made partly from a tree. How many of you can think of something that you have on or that you're holding that comes from a tree? Okay, what do you have on? You're holding a pencil, and that comes from a tree. Okay, your spinner is a toy that's made from wood.
I got teapots and two things.
Okay, you have a lot of crafts or toys that are made from wood. Can you think of something else that isn't a craft or a toy that's made from wood that you have? Paper, okay? Paper bags, paper cups like the one that the Coke is in. And you don't know it, but a lot of the clothes you have on have things in it that come from trees, because nylon and rayon and a lot of materials that like that come from trees. And the trees that are harvested and processed by the people that are sitting up here can be turned into cellulose to be made into all these things. And so working in forestry helps you to provide things to all sorts of people that they need and want to have.
All right.
I don't really have any. I'm just going to say that really we kid about that there is a challenge, but forestry or natural resources in general really is a very interesting field. And there are, like any other field, like I said, like any other business, you have people that are not that wonderful, but most of them are very nice, and it is a very good field to get into, and especially if you enjoy not necessarily working outside, because a lot of times, I know Nancy and I, we don't work outside that much, and you think, oh, you get into forestry because you like to work outside. Sometimes that doesn't always work. So, you know, you may work outside for a while, But you still are working, even if you're not outside, you are working with your natural resources. And if you enjoy that, there are a lot of good opportunities.
When we're through talking here with the presentations, I have a couple things that some of you might like to explore in terms of games and activities that would help you to learn a little bit more about the trees and forests around us. So I'll hang out over here for a few minutes, and if you have any questions or would like to see some of these things that we create to help you all learn about trees and forests, I'd be happy to talk with you.
Barbara, did you have something you wanted to
add in? My job, I work outdoors all the time in the sun. But only reason I'm still because I enjoy my job. I like my job. And anytime a guy tells me that I can't do it, I have to prove to him that I can do it. So all y'all young ladies out there, don't let them guys get y'all down. Show them you can do it, regardless of what field it is.
I think that's a great note to end on. If you have more questions, come up on up and ask or talk with Nancy. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.